I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. The New Hampshire political spectacle is in high gear today. Swarms of politicians, Republicans and Democrats, have descended on the state ahead of tomorrow's primary. So, too, have some political junkies from overseas. Willem Post is from the Netherlands. He's an academic and political scientist at the Klingendahl Institute for International Relations in The Hague. Willem, where are you?
Well, I'm standing now just a little bit outside the bakery in Hempstead, New Hampshire. A very small place, and Governor Christie was just here answering questions, giving a short speech. Well, it's basically part of the Democratic folklore. It's like a political fairy tale here for a European, in the sense that we are not naive in Europe. Of course, we know that big interests, big money, media are very important, but still, people knocking on the doors, all the volunteers and the candidates. And now, I think it's still fair to say that it's a wonderful tradition of direct democracy. And I hope that, that they will keep the tradition. Eh?
So do people not go door to door in the Netherlands?
No. Not on this scale, anyway.
What are your impressions of New Hampshire voters?
Well, they are taking their responsibility very seriously. I talked to so many people here in New Hampshire, and many of them say, well, I'm independent, I've not made a decision, I'm still hesitating, I'm checking the candidates. So the people in New Hampshire, they take their responsibility very seriously, and partly it's a bit of a global responsibility they have. So that's what I'm telling them, and well, I gave an interview to one of the newspapers here. It's the magic of New Hampshire. And that sounds a bit like a fairy tale, huh? Magic. But it's also very serious business, getting the new U.S. president elected. So, I'm impressed by how serious they take it.
I understand this isn't your first time in New Hampshire for the primary. How many times have you visited?
Well, this is the fourth time. I started in 2004 alone as a commentator. And then for me, it was quite a surprise. It was very cold in Manchester, New Hampshire. It was a snowstorm and a weather alert. And I walked in the streets in Elm Street and basically Main Street in Manchester. There was a lady standing there with a sign, I want to marry John Kerry. And I talked to that lady and I said, well, you're a big fan of then Senator Kerry. And she said, well, he will come into that restaurant in 1 hour. You can talk with him. And I said, come on, I cannot believe that. So I walked into that restaurant and yes, for 5 or 10 minutes, I talked with him, asking questions. So I was very much impressed by all these kinds of events. So I spread the message in the Netherlands. And then, you know, to make a long story short, I took groups with me. I could have taken hundreds of people from the Netherlands to New Hampshire. But, well, we are guests. We don't want to overwhelm this state with foreigners like me.
What keeps you coming back?
So we keep it a little bit limited.
What keeps you coming back?
Well, still the whole thing that you can test for yourself a little bit, the candidates. And once again, Trump, to see him live and the reactions of the audience, talking with the people, that gives you really a great benefit as someone who's watching U.S. elections, but definitely also as a commentator.
Dutch political scientist Willem Post speaking to us from Hempstead, New Hampshire. Thanks a lot, Willem.
Thank you.